Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The 21,000 square foot state-of-the-art studio and office complex in Manhattan's South Street Seaport is finished and ready. Rehearsals complete, planning in place, even the Twitter account has been fired up. It's time for the brand new ESPN morning show, Get Up, a daily dose of sports news, opinions, and analysis. Hosting along with Michelle Beadle and Jalen Rose is Mike Greenberg, former SportsCenter anchor, sports radio personality, best-selling author. Mike joined ESPN in September 1996 as an anchor for the launch of ESPN News, later anchored SportsCenter for many years, even after the January 3, 2000 launch of the hugely popular ESPN morning radio show Mike and Mike. Inducted into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame along with his radio partner Mike Golick, the author of four New York Times bestsellers, two fiction, two nonfiction, and along with his wife Stacy, author of the new children's book, MVP, Most Valuable Puppy, with proceeds going to Heidi's Angels, a foundation Mike and Stacy founded to fund cancer research and help fight pediatric cancer, and now hosting Get Up, weekday mornings 7 to 10 on ESPN, premiering Monday, April 2nd, and Mike Greenberg with us on This Week in America. Mike, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Really looking forward to this Monday morning. And Bill Wolf said recently, from the first time everybody sat down on a set, it was like, we got it. The casting is right. Did you feel that way from the beginning, that, hey, this is really going to work because this is a good group of people and we've got that chemistry between us?
I did. And we pursued Michelle Beadle like crazy. To me, she was the key. She's just fabulous. She's someone I've never worked with before, but I've admired her for so long. And she's just great. And I have a philosophy on chemistry, and I don't think this only applies to broadcast, but I think in almost any human relationship, and I'll just use Mike and Michelle as the people involved here, if two people try to do something together and they have no chemistry, then the result of it will be Mike plus Michelle. If two people try to do something together and they do have chemistry, then the result is Mike times Michelle. And you elevate each other in ways that neither would be able to do alone. And that at least through our rehearsals, it feels like that's what we're going to have. And if so, then I'm delighted, because I had that relationship for 18 years in my previous show with my partner, Mike Golick. And if I can have something like that again, then I feel really good about our chances of succeeding.
That's interesting, because you've said when you sat down with Michelle and she started talking, you're thinking, I've got to up my game here. She's really good. So that even brings you to another level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. She's terrific, and she's just smart and opinionated and fun. And Jalen is sensational. I mean, Jalen is I call him the mayor of planet Earth. everywhere you go, everyone knows him. He's always smiling and laughing and entertaining people, and he does not sleep. I'm not convinced he's human. I think he's some sort of a robot, because he does not require sleep. So they're a terrific group, and we have a magnificent collection of people working with us behind the scenes. So I think, you know, I couldn't be happier with the opportunity. And then the proof will be in the pudding. You know, it is going to be our spin on a morning sports show. It's a little bit different from anything that people have seen before, but not vastly different. There are only so many different ways you can do it. It's sports. We're going to cover sports with some humor, with some opinion, with some analysis. And hopefully the result of it will be a lot of fun.
I mentioned the planning that goes into that. That was right down to the day. April 2nd is just not some arbitrary date on the calendar. You chose this carefully. In fact, you said it's sort of the epicenter of the sports world.
It's a huge time in sports. I mean, on Monday, we will have just come off the women's national championship game Sunday night. We have the men's national college basketball championship game Monday night. The baseball season has just gotten underway, so we're in the immediate opening stages of that. The end of next week is the Masters, which is the biggest golf event of the year and parenthetically my favorite sporting event of the entire calendar year. The NBA playoffs are a couple of weeks away, and the NFL draft is 3 weeks away. So it is probably the busiest little juncture of the entire sports year. And so it is the perfect time to launch a show like ours. We will have plenty of material to work with, that's for sure.
You've been with the show since the inception. In fact, it was just sort of a show at that point. You helped put it together. Talk about the excitement and the challenges of doing something brand new like this.
Yeah, you know, I saw an interview with Ron Howard, the movie director, recently. And he's teaching some sort of class in film direction. And one of the quotes that I saw attributed to him was, he said, there are really only seven stories. It's just a question of how you tell them. And that's the way I would describe this. There aren't all that many different ways to do a sports show. You know, the games are the games, the scores are the scores, the highlights are the highlights. And then we have had the challenge of putting together our own take on it, not to be different for different sake, but to build something that makes sense around the talent that is on the show, around Beatle and around Chalen and around me, and to build something that we feel suits an audience in the year 2018, which is to say, I think that the pace is critical. We will be moving like lightning every single day. They need some analysis. They need some debate. They need some insight. Beyond just telling people what happened, they want to know why, and they want to know what we think of it. So it has been fascinating to figure out our way to tell the story. It isn't a different story than you will hear in other places, but it will be told our way, and hopefully our way will appeal to a lot of people.
We're talking about ESPN's brand new morning show, Get Up, weekdays 7 to 10 on ESPN. Mike Greenberg with us, one of the hosts on This Week in America. Mike, looking forward to it. Thank you so much. I know you're quite busy. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.